Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Everyone has a story of where they came from, but not everyone has an origin story that changed the course of history forever. Everything changed because of Jesus. So his origin stories have been important for over 2,000 years. But what are the origin stories of Jesus? Where did he come from? And what stories did people tell about him in those early days? So let's take a look at the origin stories of Jesus.
So I realize all of us might not think that we have an origin story, but I do know that we think that other people have these stories for sure. Because once we get past the what do you do for a living question that can be super awkward or doesn't really work for some people, we actually ask them questions about where do they come from. We ask people questions like where did they go to school or where did you grow up? And if they tell you a lot of places, then we talk about well, you moved a lot. Maybe you ask somebody where they go to school. All these things are basically you trying to figure out the origin story of somebody because we know where we come from impacts where we're going. Now, I need to say that asking some of these questions in particular might have some issues or some cultural differences depending on the situation, and we just need to acknowledge that that's true so that we can come back to something of a conversation like that at another time. But the reality is that every one of us has an origin story that impacts the people around us too. Because we know who we are impacts those closest to us. Now, maybe it's just your family or your friends or your coworkers, but it's also true that once we have more influence and more people that are around us, our origin story can have a greater and greater impact. The more people we influence, the more impact we have on the world around us, which is why origin stories for celebrities or people who are famous or infamous are so interesting to us. I mean, like, I can remember as a kid poring over the biography of Michael Jeffrey Jordan when I was a kid. Now, for most of us, our stories have a finite impact on the world because we're finite people. Even the most famous or the most influential impact life for a short amount of time. But there is one person who had a story that was so influential and so impactful that actually it has changed everything for everybody. And his origin story is one that we need to know and we need to have for us in our minds all the time. And that is, of course, Jesus. Because Jesus has a story that impacts all of us. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, the origin stories of Jesus, right? Those are in the Gospels, the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that are in the New Testament. And you're absolutely right. That's where we do learn about the origin stories of Jesus. But I want us to take a moment to look at a particular one of those stories, because the origins are so amazing in this particular place. Now, the one I want to invite us to explore is in the Gospel of Mark. And in particular, the Gospel of Mark is of importance to us because we think it might be the oldest of the Gospels, or specifically that the oral stories behind what became the written version were around earlier than some of the other pieces. And so when you look at the story of where Jesus came from, looking at Mark gives us a really important place to start. Now, when you hear the beginnings, you might think to yourself, well, we got to start off with, right, baby Jesus and the shepherds and Mary and Joseph and the wise men and all that kind of stuff. But interestingly, that's not where Mark starts. Mark starts with John, and not just some John, a very particular John. And the place where it starts is with the story of John the Baptist. John the Baptist was an important figure in the origins and the story of Jesus. Now, as you might remember, John the Baptist was sent by God to prepare the way for Jesus to come, and John had a very important ministry that he was a part of, as we think about it in his life. Now, right at the time when Jesus was about to burst onto the scene, John was doing his thing. Now, what was interesting about John was where he was doing it and what he was doing. John was working in the wilderness, and he was doing baptisms for people. Now, working in the wilderness would have been something that the people of Israel would have had some familiarity with because they went through a wilderness journey. But for the longest time, most recently, that's not where they experienced God's presence. That's not where they thought God was at work. Where they thought God was at work was at the temple in like downtown Jerusalem. And by the temple, we do mean the temple of Israel that they had, because that's the center of where God was supposed to be at work. And in particular, it was the place where the religious leaders were at work and where the religious leaders could be in control, because they were the ones that were telling people that that's where God was. And you'd have to go to the temple in order to experience God. And in particular, you'd have to go and do what they said and give them your money so you could have the offering to have a sense of God being pleased with you. Well, John was doing something different. John was on the Jordan River, and he was baptizing people and offering them forgiveness of sins. What it says in the text in particular is that he was proclaiming the gift of baptism, which brought forgiveness of sins. Now, as much as the location would have been different, what he was doing would have been very familiar to them, because the people of Israel were very familiar with ritual cleaning, and perhaps with a form of baptism, because the people of Israel were commanded by God to be very clean people. And so the fact that John was offering a ritual cleansing would have been something they would have been familiar with. Now, what they would have not been familiar with is that it was being offered to everybody, no questions asked. That it was being offered in a way that anybody who wanted it could be welcomed to have this forgiveness. There was nobody as a gatekeeper. There was nobody saying, you can come and you can't. It was a unique moment for them for sure. Now, just as you might imagine, John was offering this baptism, and as we know, Jesus eventually would come and show up to be baptized. Now, it doesn't say anything about that Jesus was announcing his arrival, or it didn't say anything that like John knew who Jesus was, but what John knew is that he was preparing the way for someone who was going to be amazing, someone who was going to be great, and that someone was Jesus. Now, without any fanfare, Jesus shows up. Apparently, we have no detail to say that he cut line or anything like that, but he waited his turn, and John baptized him. And after Jesus was baptized by John, Jesus then himself sees the heavens opening up. It says the heavens were torn open. And then Jesus senses the Spirit of God descending on him like a dove. And then Jesus hears for himself God say to him, "You are my son, and with you I am well pleased." Now, what an amazing thing that happened to Jesus. And according to the text, nobody else experienced what was happening. It was just between Jesus and God. And so for what seems like a very rare instance, we as people on this side of the story being written down and now thousands of years later, we have an advantage over the people that were there that day. So often, I think we think about the people that were there with Jesus had this distinct advantage because they were with him all the time and they could see these great things happening. But not everything happening was something that they could see. And what we hear through this text is a beautiful message and a beautiful reminder of who Jesus is and where he was coming from. And what we hear is that he is indeed the Son of God and with someone whom God is well pleased. Someone who God loves. And that is a truly an amazing thing for us to hear, and a truly amazing gift for us as something we can know. Now, what's also tremendously amazing is that it doesn't stop there, because what is also true is that what happens to Jesus also is part of what's happening to God, and then what happens with Jesus also comes to us. And that's the amazing thing about how God did what God did through Jesus, is that God brought us into all of this. So not only do we hear this word of great gift of what is amazing about Jesus, but we also hear about a great gift for all of us, because what it means for us is that God sees Jesus as this way, as God's child, someone whom God loves. But what it means also is that because of that, God sees us in that same way. God sees us as the children of God. God sees us as someone whom God loves unconditionally and eternally. And that's also simply amazing. And remember, here's how that works. Because God sent Jesus to be with us And because of how God sent Jesus and why God sent Jesus, we know that he would eventually die on the cross and that God would resurrect Jesus from the dead. And through this, God made it possible for God to love us unconditionally because God fixed the rupture between us and God in that moment. And because God did this, what was true about the story of Jesus becomes true about us as well, because it's the gift that God gives to us. And through that gift, we can know with great confidence that God loves us unconditionally, and that God looks at you and God sees a child of God whom God loves perfectly and forever. And that there's nothing that you can do, good, bad, or ugly, that is going to stop God from loving you or make God love you. And both sides of that are important because it means that God's love is unconditional. Now think about it this way. If you have to act good for God to love you, God's love is conditional. If you act badly or act poorly, then God's going to stop loving you. God's love is conditional. But what we see is that is not how God did it. What we see through Jesus is that God has offered us complete and perfect unconditional love. Because God sees us as children, the children whom God loves. And that's how amazing God's grace is, but it's also still amazing because what this means for us. What this means for us is that none of us have to wonder if God loves us. None of us have to wonder if God's love is conditional, and none of us have to wonder whether God is with us or not. And these are tremendous things that we need to know to be true about how God loves us and just how deeply God loves us. And this is literally the good news that we need. It's the gospel of God's love. It's the gift that God gives to us always, but it's the gift that we need right now, I think, in a special way. Think about it this way with me, if you would. There's a gift of God's love, the gift of good news. And right now, in our day and age, there's a lot of bad news out there. There's a lot of breaking news that's confusing or frustrating. And so in this time where there's so much conflict and there's so much isolation and so much abandonment that we're struggling with, we can cling to this gift in a very important way right now. We can hear so clearly that God loves us as God's children, that we are welcomed to God. We can hear so clearly that God is going to be with us no matter where we are and no matter what we're going through. And that's the gift that God gives to God's children. And that's the same story and the same gift that God gave to Jesus as well. And because of all of this, we have the hope we have in God, the hope we have in Christ, that God is with us and that God loves us. And with so much bad news and so much breaking news around us, we need to be reminded that this good news is still there for us. We need to be reminded that God loves us no matter what and that God is with us all the time. So when we remember the story of Jesus, where he came from is also a part of our story, that's a gift that God gives to us. So let us remember the story of Jesus is also our story. Let us remember that God gives us this gift of love now and always. And let's remember that God does this because God sees us as God's children whom God loves.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.